Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 6 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back at 34 After. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week on Sunday afternoon by email. It's free, and don't forget our very strict and very simple privacy policy. If you give us your information, it stays with us. That's what happens. So don't worry about that. And also, don't forget that if you decide to unsubscribe, you actually now can do it yourself. We have the technology to allow you to take yourself off of our list. It doesn't even go through us. You do it yourself. Right? You talk right through our machine, so to speak. Your machine contacts our machine. Jonathan Zook is our guest, and our good friend Jonathan is the president of the Association for Competitive Technology, ACT, and he's our good friend. Jonathan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. I can see how it would be great to be here. I mean, I know how much you love doing the show, right?
Oh, I sure do. I mean, you know, how often do you get to do a show with a superhero?
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly. Hey, Jonathan, you were at the Consumer Electronics Show.
That's right.
A week or so ago out in Sin City, out in Las Vegas. And did you actually make it to the show? I mean, you have to walk by the blackjack tables on the way to the thing. Did you actually make it into the show?
Well, I spent a lot of time in church while I was there.
I'm sure you did, yeah.
Other than that, there was, you know, I did spend some time at the show.
All right. Now tell us what CES, I mean, I just mentioned it, what the title of it is, but what's the background for CES?
Well, it's the Consumer Electronics Show, and so it's one of the two largest shows in Las Vegas, you know, one being Comdex in November and then CES in January, and it focuses on home appliance type devices, whether it's televisions or home networking and things of that sort. But what we're seeing so much of in this industry is convergence, and so it's sort of becoming the technology show, and I think Comdex is starting to become less and less relevant.
Is that right? And so they're blending in some of the teleworking home-based business aspects to the program?
That's exactly right. I mean, I think that it's starting to be the case that technology is technology, right? I mean, that your computer is becoming your home entertainment center and things like that. So it's a you're seeing more and more technology, but there is still a focus more on the consumer. In a lot of ways, it's a more fun show than Comdex for that reason, because, you know, for example, Olympus that makes a really great kind of mid-range digital camera.
I have one. I love it.
Yeah, me too. Their display was a fashion runway, like a well-lit fashion runway, with all these hanging flat panel screens, and they actually hired like a professional runway photographer and a model, you know, with a fan and everything like that, who would talk about, you know, photographing models on the runway, and then would shoot the photos essentially, you know, through the air to a Macintosh, and they'd be immediately available up on these screens. So as he was talking and shooting, you'd see the pictures he was taking.
They ping it right up on the screen there.
Exactly.
So how about that?
So that's the kind of thing that makes the show a lot of fun.
Well, I really like I'm glad you used the word converge, because that's, you know, one of the things that I like to have mentioned to the audience are things that we can actually watch, technological convergence. We can actually watch it happen. One of those are cell phones. You know,
right.
I started mentioning that a few years ago. I said, if you want to see technology convergence in action, just go stand outside of a cell phone company and watch the products that come and go. And,
that's right.
And so what you're saying is this is becoming it's happening now more in terms of the industry and the marketplace when we're blending the home products with the home business products, because as you know, Jonathan, as we actually talked about in the last half hour, and as I spend a fair amount of time discussing on this show, that's where a lot of the engine of the entrepreneurial action is in America today.
Is in the home based business.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought.
I've got a home based business.
Exactly. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 22. We'll be right back. Jonathan's going to tell us about some of these things that he saw converging out there at the Consumer Electronics Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got in the hour straight ahead, I should say, Joan Price, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And coming up in the next show, we've got Bill Dunkelberg, who's with the National Federation of Independent Business. We're going to talk about his survey that he conducts every month of small business owners. We're going to see what they have to say about the economy. We're still visiting with our good friend Jonathan Zook, who's the president, actually, of the Association for Competitive Technology. That's ACT. online.org. If you want to check out their website, you can find a lot of important things that they do to help you and me with regard to protecting us from some of the legislators, some of the political folks and the regulators who would like to restrict our use of technology, and unfortunately they do it sometimes thinking they're trying to help us and they actually don't. And Jonathan and his folks, like Steve Del Bianco and some of the others, they help sort all that out. Jonathan, we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but before we do, we need you to tell us about some of the coolest gadgets you saw at CES.
Sure. It's funny that you mentioned cell phones, because there's certainly a lot of new versions of those. And the two hot ones is the new Trio, which has...
Who makes that?
Trio, I think, is the name of the company.
Oh, actually. The name of the company. Okay, I was thinking.
Yeah, you just caught me. But, I mean, I think they're the same. Okay. It uses the Palm operating system, but it's not Palm that makes the phone.
Right.
But it's a phone. It's got a, Palm, organizer built into it, a keyboard sort of like a BlackBerry has, and a camera. So it's sort of, you're really getting to an all-in-one kind of device.
Is it a full email machine like the BlackBerry?
Yes, exactly.
I'll be darned. That is convergence. You know, Jonathan, you were talking about the camera. Those things have become kind of controversial, haven't they, the camera phones?
Yeah, because of where people are taking them. Yeah.
Invasion of privacy and distribution of that invasion.
That's right. I mean, but I guess we've all had, there have been little spy cameras that you could get in the back of comic books for a long time. So it's just a question of their proliferation or something.
Well, but the spy camera wasn't able to beam it to onto the internet and send it around the world in a matter before the person they're photographing finishes their meal.
That's true. It's faster. More widespread, and again, that means we need to look back at the privacy issue, and it's not about the phone. I mean, I guess that's part of what gets complicated as in public policy is making sure that you're getting to the root of the issue that you're trying to address legislatively, and not just the tools that someone might be using to do it.
Well, Jonathan, 2 years ago, 3 years ago on this show, you and I were saying that the privacy issue was going to be the big debate for probably the first quarter of the 21st century.
That's right. Because there's so many different components of it. I mean, there's invasions of privacy by government, by individuals, by corporations, and then there's different aspects of privacy And a lot of folks have expressed concern about their privacy. And it took a long time for that to really be nailed down. I mean, people started to believe it was, you know, whether or not they got spammed by, you know, a friend of the company, right? If you got a product from Banana Republic, would you get an L.L. Bean catalog kind of thing? But I think that wasn't what people were concerned about. Instead, it had to do with identity theft.
Right.
And, you know, things, you know, photographs or government intrusion into the privacy. And so certainly privacy is an issue. But I think where people were focused on it really wasn't where they needed to be.
What's another gadget that you saw out there that maybe that we haven't seen before that we're not as familiar with?
Have we talked about spot watches?
No.
Well, Microsoft has basically formed agreements with FM radio stations around the country to piggyback on the FM carrier wave to be able to send information to a watch. And so you can have a sort of Dick Tracy-like watch. In fact, there's one Dick Tracy-branded watch. But that you can get, you know, your calendar, your appointments, the weather, stock quotes, sports scores, all kinds of information coming directly to your watch, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think we
predicted this about 3 years ago, too, didn't we, John?
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of it's predictable.
Yeah. The only thing
science fiction's gotten pretty good.
The only thing that hasn't happened yet, I don't think, that I predicted was this hologram that we're going to have a heads-up display in front of us. We'll walk around with all of our stuff in front of us, our desk. You know, we won't have a home-based business. We'll have a person-based business.
Yes, exactly. You'll just walk around. I mean, I think a lot of people with home-based businesses are person-based businesses these days. With those kinds of cell phones in their hand, you can be at the restaurant taking your calls,
exactly,
and doing your emails and stuff.
Yeah,
anyway,
we don't call places anymore. We call people, don't we?
That's right. That's
exactly but now this watch, so it's going to, is it going to, what's it converging? Is this a whole new application or is it converging something?
Well, it's basically a whole new application. I mean, making use of these FM carrier waves, which are everywhere, so this information can kind of get to you just about anywhere that you go.
Right.
And be sensitive to what the time zone is that you're sitting in and things like that. So it's pretty interesting technology.
How big was the watch that you saw?
They completely varied in size.
Would it look like a regular size watch?
Yeah.
Huh.
Definitely.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Jonathan Zook. He's the president of the Association for Competitive Technologies.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Jonathan Zook is our guest. Jonathan, tell us about ACT.
Well, the Association for Competitive Technology is a IT industry trade association that's devoted to the interests of small businesses. So there's other trade associations that work with, you know, the really big companies, and what we deal with is the interests of small businesses. We represent about 3,000 of them here and some even around the world.
And they're really cool folks, ladies and gentlemen, because... And I know you know that because you've met them on this show before.
That's right. Yeah, but you had a lot of them on during our fly-in and things like that. It's been exciting being a part of this. I mean, as you know, that my background was in software development. So, you know, politics and public policy is, for me, like, you know, falling down the rabbit hole into Wonderland, right? I mean, you know, a bunch of people with stripes and grins on speaking in riddles, right?
Right.
It's been an interesting transformation for me, but an interesting thing to be involved in. It's a little bit like jury duty, you know. You never wanted to be there. Once you're there, though, you're glad that you are. So.
You get a little bit addicted. And don't forget, folks, the website is actonline.org. A lot of important things that I encourage you. Even if you're not a small business technology company, if you're a small business, you use technology, and you need to know what these folks are doing for you and me. They do represent you and me in Washington, D.C., I promise you that. And not only that, but in around the country, too, in the state I know that they talk to and testify in some of the state houses. Jonathan, give us one more quick gadget that you saw out there, then I want to ask you an email question. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. I mean, there's a lot of the two other big things that I saw out there had to do with sort of interconnectivity of your devices. So, you know, as you've been getting a lot more different devices, whether they're home media devices or business computing devices, it's about all of those things staying in sync better. We've talked more and more about how everything you own is becoming a computer, from your refrigerator to your, you know, your watch to your piano, and these devices are all starting to communicate better with each other. So that's one of the things that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is that I think it's really going to be prominent this year is the biometric technology for security purposes.
Right.
So, you know, a thumbprint analyzer on a mouse or something like that in order to keep your computer or your laptop more secure. And there's a lot more and new technology in that arena.
Mm-hmm. And also, that biotechnology is going to help us, hopefully, ultimately, will help us with terrorism.
That's what we hope.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, terrorism's a great big buzzword, and sometimes what we need help with are really small inconveniences in our lives.
Right. No.
In theory, these things can help with both.
And there is terrorism that doesn't involve, you know, some Islamist blowing up a plane or
that's
something.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of terrorism. Okay, here's the question for you. I thought that the government passed the canned spam bill in December to take effect in 1st of January, and that would rid us forevermore of spam. But somehow, Jonathan, I'm still getting it. What's up with that?
Well, I think you're learning the hard way some of the big lessons about the legislative process in Washington, D.C., which, of course, isn't unique to Washington, oftentimes it's possible to have legislation that has very little effect at all.
So are you saying that the great people in Washington have passed a law and the bad guys didn't listen? How can that be? Tell me it ain't so.
The sarcasm from your voice is
yeah.
just dripping, Jim.
I tried to hide it.
You know, that's why as a trade association we spend more of our time saying no than yes in Washington, because generally regulations tend to affect good guys more than bad guys.
That's the irony.
I mean, I had an old expression about regulation is you can always tell a regulated industry because you can name everyone in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a small business advocate myself, I want to avoid that scenario, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I get the feeling the bad guys didn't miss a step when January 1st rolled around.
They're pretty sophisticated.
Yeah.
They're either breaking the law or abiding by it, and it hardly matters which.
Exactly. Jonathan Zook, thank you for being here today. Thank you for your
pleasure.
Time. It's always a pleasure, and we're looking forward to our next visit already.
Me too.
Jonathan Zook, ladies and gentlemen, with the Association for Competitive Technology. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, this is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.